We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in the middle of Simin Ayin Resh Hey, which, as we discussed a little bit yesterday about the use of an oil lamp as far as reading is concerned next to it, and the issue of Shemayata, that perhaps one will tilt the oil lamp to improve the light if the light is flickering. And we discussed yesterday in the Piskei Tshuvos that this does not apply to electric lights. One is certainly allowed to read by electric light. And not only that, we discussed that of a dimmer and how preferably one should try to cover up that knob, because it is more comparable to this flickering light, in which you could, by making this little motion, improve the light. So now we're going to continue with some of these halachos regarding the candle and reading by it. It says, V'davka echad. The prohibition of reading by a candle on Shabbos is only if you're doing it by yourself. Avo shnayim karn biyachad. But if you have two people, then it's not an issue if they're reading together. Shim bo ha'echad lahatos. Because even if you may not be paying attention, and you may reach to adjust that flame so that the oil will be able to hit the wick better, yaskirenu chavero. Your friend will remind you that it's Shabbos and that you shouldn't do it, even though you may not be paying attention, but hopefully between you and your friend, that will not happen. So the whole issue of a gezeira is something which is common, but if it's something which is not shchiach, something which is not frequent, so if you have something which you already have this protection, this protective measure, so then we're not concerned. Then Sif Gimel tells us that im yesh acher imo afil enu kari, when it comes to this other person that's with you, even if they're not reading, but they're around, ba'omulo, and you tell them that tein dadcha alai shlo ata, you should just keep an eye on me, I'm reading by this light, I'm not going to hopefully touch this candle, just in case, make sure, if you see me reaching toward it, just remind me. Mukta in that case, you're allowed to read by it. Behu adin im oimer kein leishto. Doesn't matter, it can even be to one's spouse, it doesn't have to be a man to a man, it could be one's spouse, can remind each other, and that would be fine. Siv Vav tells us that tinoko shel beis rabban korin l'or haner. When it comes to children, not sure why school's in session on Shabbos, but nonetheless, if there is a teacher that is present, those children are allowed to read by the candle. Mipnei she'emas rabban aleihem. Maybe it's not so much nowadays. You have to ask your local teacher. But the ema, the fear and awe that a teacher received from their students was so great that they knew that the students would never lift a hand to try to adjust the flame. That's not something which a child would do. And therefore, a child can read by candlelight, apparently in the presence of their teacher. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Shein poishin yad l'shum davar." The child has never behavioral issues. Apparently, at least then, they would never lift their hand toward anything. They'll be so engrossed to listen to what their teacher tells them to do. B'chol, even when it comes to a weekday, they're not going to do anything. El al pi rabban, only what their teacher tells them to do. Umashma, and the Mishnah Berurah says it implies, Mesnimas Shulchan Aruch Shesoyver Karashva. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch writes in a very plain fashion, he must hold like the following opinion. Derfil ein rabban imahen shari. It doesn't say that the teacher has to be there. As long as the teacher is somewhere around, maybe in another room, then still the child is allowed to read by the student. The kosha misyorin shiyavu rabban vloyatu. Because even if the teacher's not there, in the back of their mind they're wondering, the teacher could walk in any second, and certainly I'm not going to do anything with the flame. So therefore, that's what's brought down lahalacha. Siv Zayin says, Mutu likros bamim malikin l'or haner. The question is, so let's say we didn't have electric lights. So does that mean people would not daven? What exactly would they do before electricity? So he says, first of all, one is allowed to say bamim malikin, which of course is part of Kabbalah Shabbos, even l'or haner by a candle. Shari hu maskir iser Shabbos the Eich Yishkach, because the very chapter discusses this whole issue about which candles one could use, which ones you shouldn't use, and it discusses, based on the reasoning of the Gemara, why certain candles and oils ought to be used, is based on it flickering, that we're concerned that one will potentially end up trying to adjust the flame. So when it comes to Bamei Malikin, you certainly could read that when it comes to next to a candle. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the Mashmah D'Dafka Bamei Malikin is probably only referring to this Shasham Nizkar and Yani Iser Halacha, because it talks about specifically the candle lighting and that which you're not allowed to use. The Echishkach V'Yalik. So how could you make a mistake and light on Shabbos? Oh, Shar Halacha Shabbos Lo. Would not be allowed to learn other things other than this by a candle. And then Sifches says, Nohagin likros b'leil yom ha-kippurim b'machzarim. On Yom Kippur, when it comes to Kol Nidre night, you can daven by a candle. Nenei she'emas yom ha-kippurim aleihem. Because the fact that it's Yom Kippur, you're going to have that extra concern, that extra fear or feeling that a person is not going to even have that subconscious desire to end up playing around with that flickering light. Leil Pesach shecholios b'Shabbos. When it comes to when Pesach is on Shabbos, mutu likros hagada b'sefer. You can use your hagada and by the candlelight. Mishum dehavi kein rashi prakim de'ein am haaretz shlit tehei shigur b'fiv ksas. Says that even in am haaretz, there's no person that doesn't at least have some ability to know the basic words of the hagada. It's shigur b'fiv. It's something which is fluent in the mouth. So anything which is fluent in the mouth, it's not an issue, and you could read. So therefore, by candlelight, you're allowed to, on Pesach night, read the Haggadah. Because there's no person who's such an Am Haaretz that wouldn't know at least some the Haggadah. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, what if this guy's Takan Am Haaretz? What do you do? The Imhu Am Haaretz, Shlomad Mi'olam. This guy just doesn't know anything. Vein Shogar B'Fiv Klal B'li Siddur. He doesn't know a word of the Haggadah by heart. The ain lo shum adam shivakshehu sheathin daito lo shliyat, and he's by himself, so no one's going to warn him not to play around with this candle. Mikol makom efshar gam kein yesh lahakel. Perhaps when it comes to Pesach night, we can be lenient. Sholavatil mitzvas hagada shumin haTorah. If you ain lo rak ner shel shemen. If this person only has a candle, we're not going to tell them, you know what, don't learn and don't say anything about the Haggadah. So there's a mitzvah, Yigatel Avincha. You have a deraisa, a Torah obligation to recite the Haggadah. Because of a gezerah that you may end up tampering around with a candle, we're not going to uproot this halacha. And for that reason, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the ultimate heter about davening. He says the whole issue is that you're reading something which you're not familiar with. However, mitam ze yishla hakter lamashkin b'shamas lebesachnesis and spalu or aner hadolik shem ibod yom. We have candles which were already lit before Shabbos, so now that you come into shul on Shabbos night, we're not concerned that you're going to be adjusting the flames, even if it's flickering. Lefi shatfil v'shari devarim shehu oimer vade shigur b'fiv yoisim in hagadah b'pesach. If one is allowed to read the Haggadah, which is only once a year, so when it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos, which we do every week, that we're more familiar with, that's very fluent in our mouths, and therefore, when it comes to using, to davening by a candle, that is not an issue. It's only something in which a person will perhaps not know exactly what they're saying, and therefore, because of that, they'll play around with the light to be able to see it. Again, this is only referring to candles. When it comes to using electricity, one is allowed to daven and learn by electricity, and of course one is encouraged to do so.